A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Daf Beis. The first daf in Chulin, theoretically page 3. We start Hakol Shochtim Ushechitasan Keshera. Anyone Jewish can shecht, and the Shechita will be kosher. Chutz Mecherishot V'Katon. Except for a deaf mute, a person with low mental ability, and a child, Shema yekalkulu es shechitasan, lest they ruin the shechita. And indeed, the Mishnah continues, v'kulon sheshechto v'achirim ro'um asan shechitasan kashera. If they would shecht and people would watch the shechita, and they did not ruin the shechita, they did it well, the shechita would be good. And what we get here is a definition of shechita. We are indeed going to require a Jewish person. Indeed, we're going to require a person and not a monkey, a computer robot. We'll require a person. But the person does not really have to have intelligence to understand the depth of what a shechita is. Kavana for the mitzvah, for example, they just have to be precise. If you have the person who can do a shechita, even if he's of low mental capacity, if he knows how to do it well, wield the knife correctly without delay, whatever the rules of shechita are, the precise location, not to push too much, it's a smooth cut. It would be a good shechita. We don't lechatchila give to them to shecht, shemo yikalkalu, lest something be messed up. But if they did, and we watched it, it would be good. Indeed, in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph of Yeridea, Halasifhei, we find, imakotan yodea la'amen yodov, the child is unique, he's just underage, everything else is good. His father might have even be a shochet, and he totally grew up with this. There could even be a case where you could be using a child lechatchila to be shechting, even though a child in general, ein bo das, we don't consider him to have a mature level of intelligence. But intelligence is not the issue here. We're able to get a good shechita. If the skill set is there and the person is Jewish, you could perform a kosher shechita. Tosfos makes mention on the top line of Tosfos' outer commentary, Kasav b'Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, the Noshim lo yishchatu, women may not do shechita. Now, there's really no such restriction in biblical law that women can't do shechita. He's quoting Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, some sort of statement that women should not do shechita, mepnei shedaitan kalos, because their intelligence is light. We would translate they're lightheaded. And indeed, that's how Poskim phrase it, Shema Yisalfa. We're worried that they become faint as they're shechting. They'll delay in some way, and it won't be a good shechita. So there's a minig of some sort that women should not shecht. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Aleph, the opening topic in Yoredeya is indeed whether women can shecht or not. The Mechaba writes, Afilu Noshim, women are perfectly fine to shecht. The Ramos says, Haminig she'en ha'noshim shochtos, the custom is that women do not shecht. And the debate, which is brought in the Shach, Sifkatan Aleph, is lo ra'inu eino raya or lo ra'inu raya. We found that women weren't shechting. Is that a conscious decision? Is that a custom? Or no woman ever came forward and said, I want to shecht, and was rebuffed. No one ever said, you can't do it. Is that a minig? Or is that just practice? I never went to the park on Tuesdays. There's no such minig that I can't go to the park on Tuesdays. If you wanted to go and we forbade you because it's too far from Shabbos or some whatever reason you came up with. So you could create a minig, and then we would have to know if the minig is a valid minig or not a valid minig. But if you never even tried, that's not a minig. That's just happenstance. So women never shecht, but no one ever asked to shecht. So the shach says, lo ra'inu is raya or is eino raya, and that's a debate in the poskim. Want to just point out that the reason Tosfos gives of Dait and Kalos, they're lightheaded, we normally translate in a different way. We normally translate that women cannot serve as judges, for example, or to testify. So various reasons are given, but one of them is Dait and Kalos because a woman has Bina Yesera, has intuition, and she'll arrive at a conclusion without doing the connecting the dots. And in halacha, in a psak, in a capital case, you have to connect the dots. Intuition that this person is a good person, not good person, trustworthy, not trustworthy, doesn't help us. We need to receive the testimony and work it through. And Dait and Kalos is a disadvantage in such a thing, even though in general life we love it. Bina Yesera, intuition, is very powerful. Can I rely on this person or this situation to be able to trust that women have that intuition is great. It doesn't work when you have to be technical in the Eidos or Dayanos positions. That's all a nice approach. Tosfos over here, Dait and Kalos, seems to be translating the term as lightheaded, very physical, that we're concerned that they'll grow faint during a shechita, and therefore perhaps some minig is a minig, not a minig, but that's the origin. Now, the Gemara tells us, starting from the beginning, Hakol shochtim lechatchila. The words Hakol shochtim, with which the Masechta began, sounds like it's lechatchila, everything's good. Hakol shochtim, everyone can shecht. Before the event, I ask, who is an ideal shochet? And I answer, anyone of this group. So we're going to want to find out who's in that group that we said I'll call shochtim quite boldly. Ushechitasan keshera is after the fact. And their shechita, that means the shechita already happened, is going to be kosher. That's dievid. That's after the fact. So which one is it? Is it lechatchila? There's someone being identified and we're telling you all is good? Or is it that that person identified is only b'dieved good? And the Gemara poses a number of suggestions, interpretations of the Mishnah. One of them is on Amud Beis, about a quarter or a third of the way down, in the middle of a line. Amar Rabba Bar Ula. Rabba Bar Ula explained, Hachi Ketani, this is how you understand what's stated in the Mishnah. Hakol shochtim, anyone can shecht, va'afilu tamei, even a person who is tamei, provided that it's bechulin in non-sacred animal situation. Tamei, bechulin, maila meimra. A tame in non-sacred, what's the chiddush? What's the novel concept over there? Of course, a tame can do chulin. We're not careful that chulin shouldn't become tame. Answers the Gemara, there are people who are careful. B'chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. There are people that observed the rules of kodshim even by chulin. V'kosova chulim shenasu al taras hakodesh ki kodesh damu. And you would observe it in the way that you would by kodshim. Ketzad hu osa, what was done? Mevin savkin arucha. You bring a long knife so that you don't come near the flesh of the animal, because once the animal's dead, if the tummy would touch it, it would become tummy. And these people are observing the laws like kodshim, even by their chulin, so that they should be in the right habit, so that by a shlomim or a toda, Rashi says, they would be ready, they would know how to do it. In this way, they won't touch the meat, and they did it in the proper way, as if it was kodshim, it would work by kodshim. But the Mishnah says, but that's bidieved, if it was by kodshim. It would work after the fact, but we don't set it up like that. Uvamukdashim lo yishchot. But by kodshim, you would not shecht, even with a sakin arucha, even with a long knife. Shema yiga bevasar, because over there we're worried you might touch. Vim shachat va'omer bori li shalona gati. But if a person says, I'm positive I didn't touch it once it was dead, shechita so ksheira, the shechita would be kosher. So we have a fascinating introduction of many concepts to understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, HaKol Shochtim, anyone can shecht. It's coming to include a person who's tamei, ritually impure. The reason it's HaKol Shochtim and it's kosher lechatchila is because we're dealing with chulin. If it's chulin, so who cares about Toma? The answer is they're trying to do it al Taras HaKodesh as if it's kodshim, high level of observance. V'im shachat shchdasan kishera, only b'di'eved, after the fact, that's talking about kodshim. Indeed, if you observed it in the same way, with a sakin arucha, with a long knife, then it would be kosher even by kodshim, if you're sure you didn't touch. But by kodshim, we wouldn't set it up that way, and we would want a person who's tahar, ritually pure, to do the shechita. Taisvis, on the bottom of the page, where the lines in Taisvis get widest, writes, Hiksha Rabbeinu Ephraim had a question. This concept of sakin arucha exists, a long knife. Says Rabbeinu Ephraim, Echi tochein, how could it be shete sakin arucha kol kach, that it's so long that it's going from the Har HaBayis, from outside the Beis HaMikdash itself, ad Ezras Yisrael, all the way to where the animal is and would have been shecht even by Yisrael in a normal way? You have such a long knife? We have a description that the Ezras Nashem alone is 135 amma. That's a long knife. How could such a thing be? What is the Gemara entertaining over here? And one answer is, Delo echmiru ela be'ezras nashim, the strictness that a tamei person is not allowed to come in is by the Ezras Noshim, in the conventional way of coming into the Beis HaMikdash, there are a lot of levels of restriction how far each a person can go. But if he would be coming in from a side opportunity, then all of those restrictions would not exist, and he would be able to be quite close and still be outside the Beis HaMikdash, and the Sakin Arucha is a matter of feet, not talking about 135 amma for the Ezras Nashim alone. And that is Tosfos' suggestion, what the Sakin Arucha case is, but it has to be long enough that he's not coming near. In practical halacha, we will admit Hashem see, it's Simen Ches in Hilchos Shechita. How long does a Shechita knife have to be? It has to be long enough that you can go and come back and forth in the Shechita according to the size of what you're shechting. A bird, obviously, a smaller knife is sufficient. An animal is going to be larger. There's a description in the Ramah of Kemole Orech Beis Tzavorin Shal Osa Dova Sheshochten. It should be twice as long as the neck of what you're shechting. There's also a tradition of Yud Dalet Etzbaos. It should be 14 fingers, finger widths, based on the Pasuk, Ushechatetem Bazeh, the expression that you should shecht with this. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.